Well, you know, any transition from college to pro sports is definitely a little different. I mean, you go from maybe just playing games on the weekend to all of a sudden now it's something you do every day. But, you know, baseball is a game that, you know, I'd say most boys play growing up. So it's kind of, you know, a dream job for most of us here to just play a game every day. So, you know, it's not too bad of a transition, I guess.
One of the things I had seen you quoted in another interview was about all of the downtime that you experience playing at this level of professional sports. Tell us what that is like and how it's getting used to that can be sometimes difficult.
Yeah, they definitely don't tell you how much downtime you have. I mean, it's about 4:30 here and I'm done for the rest of the day. So, I mean, you get to be really good at cards. I mean, a lot of us play a lot of cards. I'm losing a lot of money lately on that, so I got to, you know.
I thought it was just for entertainment. You mean you can actually use money when you're a ball player?
Oh, you know, it's not the NCAA anymore. We can actually, we're allowed to gamble on
these
things.
I imagine, yeah.
It's mostly for bragging rights because, you know, you don't want to go back to the clubhouse and tell the guys that you lost that day.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot of things we do, you know, movies and with iPads and everything. Now everybody's, you know, able to kill some time in there or, you know, we even got readers in there.
So does it make it harder then? Because when you're playing college, I mean, you see these guys in class, you see them all over campus. Is it a little harder to make friends then? Because things can be a little more fluid with, you know, some guys might like some interest, but then you got guys that are constantly, you know, maybe going up to another level.
No, we spend a surprising amount of time with each other here. I mean, we're always around each other. Here I'm in extended spring right now, and we're all staying in the same hotel. And then when we're not in the hotel, we're all over at the field in the complex together. the hardest guys it is maybe to make friends with is, you know, the Latino population. I mean, we got a lot of Latino players, and they don't necessarily speak the same language as you. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that's maybe the hardest barrier for a team to have with a teammate. But, you know, other than that, baseball players, we all get along pretty well with each other.
When you talk about getting along and the transition and things like that, your father, Rod Nichols, was in the major leagues.
Sure.
Tell us, you know, any pointers that you were able to garner from him or ideas that he was able to help you with.
Well, you know, when I was younger, I was fortunate enough to travel around with him, especially, you know, when I was in middle school. You know, that's when I remember it the most, when he was coaching in Double-A and even Triple-A. I would leave, you know, Montana for the summer, and I would go travel around with him and the baseball team. So I think just the experience coming in into the draft last year and after everything happened, I kind of knew how professional baseball worked and how pitching coaches were able to, you know, work with the pitching staff, and that I knew or I understood that I wasn't going to throw every day or, and, you know, it's probably more every couple days. And, you know, I knew how much downtime there was going to be, and I know how, you know, how bad the hotels can be sometimes. And,
hey, I've traveled with minor league football. I know what that's all about as far as some of those motels
It's rough. You know, I mean, that's kind of the hard part about it. It's a grind, but just kind of having that expectation coming into it, it helped me out a little bit. And then, of course, just, you know, with all the pitching knowledge that he has with him, that, you know, I call him after every outing to this day still. I mean, I just called him probably a couple hours ago when I threw this morning to let him know how I did. And, you know, what's going on there. So,
well, last year you played with Lehigh Valley Cats in the Atlantic Collegiate Baseball League, and then you went 4-3. Was that last year or the year before?
That was the year before.
That was the year before. You had a 1.5 ERA. And then last season, tell us about that that season of last year.
Yeah, I went to, what, three different levels, that weren't you, Chris?
Right. When I started, they kept me here in Clearwater for the GCL, which is rookie ball, and I was here for about 3 weeks, and then they moved me up to Williamsport, and, you know, I kind of got hot there for a little bit, and I had a few outings, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to be the winning pitcher in a few of those outings.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of, I snaked a few wins out of the pen, and I was throwing well, and I needed another arm up in Lakewood, so I just kept rising through, and I went to Lakewood for a few weeks at the end of the year, too. You know, it's just, now I thought it would be difficult, you know, I was meeting new guys on every team, and, you know, I was meeting new coaches, guys that I didn't know for the most part, and just kind of adjusting to it. But everybody was just so welcoming in each clubhouse. I was expecting to go in and feel like an outcast, and as soon as you walk in, you know, you have five guys coming up and introducing themselves to you, like, hey, you know, what's going on? Nice to meet you. Where are you from? You know, where'd you go to college? And uh-huh. I mean, everybody here, we know how tough it can be to meet new guys and to constantly be traveling. But, you know, the teammates, there's some really good guys down here that really make you feel comfortable.
Didn't you have an outing just recently where you had one pitch and got an out?
Yeah, that was a pretty special outing. That was back during spring training when in a big league game. You know, they call over to the minor league camp quite a few times, you know, especially for pitchers as just in case or emergency guys, you know, say Cole Hamels, you know, didn't go as long as he needed to or whoever was throwing that day. And so I was just fortunate enough to be one of the emergency guys to go in and pitch on a day that they needed it. And I went in, and there was two outs in the ninth inning against the Tigers, and I threw one pitch, got them to ground out, and game was over. And I was like, man, that was fun. Should have thrown a ball or something. Got to do it again.
It wasn't nearly enough time to savor the moment, was it?
No, I mean, the moment was there, and then it was over. But that was definitely a really cool experience.
But the thing about it is that I wanted to get to, the thing was that you threw that pitch to a catcher that you actually had met years before when you were a bat boy. Isn't that the case?
Sure, that was Carlos Ruiz, and you know the Phillies are very fortunate to have him back up in the big leagues now. But I mean, I knew Carlos. Yeah, he played on. He was a catcher when my dad was coaching for three or four years, so I knew him pretty well. I mean, just when he was really young and coming up, and then, you know, all of a sudden there was actually getting the chance to throw a pitch to him in a game, and that was just a really cool moment for both of us. And afterwards, he just kind of came up and put his arm around me and goes, hey, that was pretty fun, wasn't it?
You get a chance to get any words.
I was still kind of shaking.
You get a chance to get chewed out. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
But, talking to Chris Nichols, went to the University of Sioux Falls and now with the Phillies organization. And so what's next? What's going on from here on out for you?
Well, right now I'm in extended spring. You know, they have all the minor league teams out there, and I'm just kind of waiting for my opportunity to be put on a roster. You know, we're still playing games every day, and it's still a lot like spring training, except with more games and more, you know, more game-like situations because, you know, the way minor league baseball works, there's always guys moving around. There's injuries that happen, and, you know, some guys will struggle and some guys will heat up. And right now I'm just waiting for my chance to be put on a roster whenever that happens. And if not, I'll start the year off in Williamsport if I'm still down here when that team kicks off and the New York Penn League season starts here in the middle of June.
Have you seen, as you've been progressing through college and up through the ranks within the minor leagues, have you seen a difference in the umpire's strike zone the higher you've gotten up into the professional ranks?
You know, the one side of the plate that I'll say it has made a difference is the inside corner to a righty. You know, I don't know, maybe that's just me thinking it, but I think that's a corner that I've gotten a lot more now than once I say I got in college. You know, maybe it's college umpires had us fooled by somebody jumping out of the way of a pitch, but that's the only thing I've kind of noticed, if that, but, and they're definitely, you know, more consistent as you get going now, but, you know, other than that, I haven't really picked on anything too much.
You know, Chris, I want to ask you, when guys get drafted to play professional baseball, the degree kind of goes by the wayside, but after the end of last season, you did something that not a whole lot of guys do. You went back to school. You came back to Sioux Falls and are pursuing a degree. You're close to getting your degree. Why did you decide to come back and do that?
Well, get my degree and my education was always really important to me. You know, that's why I went to college in the first place. It wasn't to play baseball. It was to, you know, trying to get a degree and, you know, hopefully get a job afterwards. And I just was fortunate enough to get an opportunity with baseball in the meantime. But when the season was wrapping up last year, I kind of looked at our schedule and I saw that, you know, we ended on September 5th. And then I looked at, you know, USF's schedule and when they're starting school, and I saw that they, they started school on September 5th, and I was like, I'm not really doing anything this season. So I just had a chance to go back to school, and I think I took 8 classes, and I was really just kind of a college student for the first time. I didn't have to worry about practices or all the other things that go into baseball, and it was just kind of a cool opportunity. I got to see some, you know, got to be around my friends and the professors that I've gotten used to, and it was just, it was a good time. And now I've got, I have 2 classes left, and I'm about to take 1 online class here at the end of this month, and then I'll probably head back to Sioux Falls at the end of the season and take 1 more class. That should take a couple weeks, maybe about 6 weeks, and then I should be done with my undergrad degree.
So what would you like to do with your education? And what do you, where do you see yourself if you, when you ever get to that point where you're out of baseball, what do you want to use your degree? What is it in? And what would you like to accomplish?
My degree is in business administration, and then I got a English and or a minor in English. If you can't tell by the way I'm speaking, but
English is often written. That's you have more time to figure it out.
And then the best answer I can give you is probably what most college seniors answers will give you is, I still don't know yet. I'm still, you know, pursuing this baseball thing the best I could, and I don't know if it would be, you know, more school at the end of this and look into some graduate studies or what have you. But I mean, right now I'm just trying to finish the undergrad and see where baseball takes me as of right now.